This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 286,000, that's the number worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, who have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the U.S., the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning Congress that if the country reopens too soon during the coronavirus pandemic, it will bring needless suffering and death. Now, Dr. Fauci is among the experts testifying to a Senate panel on Tuesday. His testimony comes as President Donald Trump is pressuring states to reopen after the prolonged lockdown aimed at controlling the virus's spread. With the U.S. economy in free fall and more than 30 million people unemployed, President Trump wants to restart the economy. Dr. Fauci is testifying via video conference, getting underway just over an hour from right now, after self-quarantining as two White House staffers tested positive for the virus. Germany is reporting that new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown, news that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate has risen. Now, the reproduction rate means that the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect. This comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures. A huge day today for the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of President Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The president has filed legal challenges to subpoenas issued last year by several House of Representatives committees. This is VOA News. Russian authorities said they would look into the safety of artificial lung ventilators being used at two hospitals after a fire broke out in St. Petersburg at one of them on Tuesday morning and killed five people. The blaze erupted after a ventilator in an intensive care ward treating 20 patients with coronavirus burst into flames. It was the second fire to break out at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in less than a week. A similar fire erupted at a Moscow hospital on Saturday, killing one person. China's megacity Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak started, has reported its first cluster of infections since its lockdown was lifted. Now, that stoked concerns about a wider resurgence of the disease. The new infections reported yesterday sounded a note of caution amid efforts to ease virus-related restrictions across China as businesses restart and people go back to work. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said sporting and cultural events would be held again.